Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us right now, Virginia delegate Tim Hugo is here to talk about this election mayhem going on in Virginia. Tim, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Well, good morning, Mary. We wanted to make sure it was interesting and that everybody keeps coming back to WMAL to get all the news. So we're trying to keep it exciting in Richmond for you.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, I gotta congratulate you because as we talk about all this recount news, you're one of the survivors. You survived your recount. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's because I think people listen to WMAL. A lot of WMAL listeners came out, so thank you for dragging me across the finish line.
anything for the cause. All right, so what's going on in this recount? Yesterday when we were talking about this, Shelly Simons won by one vote. But now we hear it is back to being tied. Apparently they found another vote that was ruled to go to the Republicans. So now we're tied again.
You know, it really does come down to every vote counts. And we say that, and sometimes people think it's a cliche, but it really is this time. Yeah, we went to bed the day before thinking, gosh, we lost the recount by one vote.
Right.
Everybody's kicking themselves. The next day, one of the recount officers had noted that something was not quite right, that one of the ballots had not been counted. They filed an affidavit. The affidavit took it to the judge yesterday. The judge's three-judge panel ruled that votes should be counted. It's literally 11,608 to 11,608. It's crazy.
The actual
not
ballot.
Not just that race, but that race will decide control of the House.
Right. So it's either going to be a Republican-controlled House or a tie.
That's correct.
Okay. So, you know, that particular ballot, it's interesting. If I have it right, it was what? The voter seems to have filled in the block for Shelly Simons and then crossed out the block, drew a line through it, and then filled it out for David Yancey. Do I have that right?
That is absolutely correct.
So that's
and the person had voted for every other Republican and just filled it in and then scratched it out and then the three-judge panel made a ruling. You know, look, they did that on a couple of votes, a couple of ballots in my race too, and the judge. That's why you go through the recount.
This is probably one of the more customary times where there are ballot disputes is over somebody crossing out a mistake.
There's things like that happen. Yes, correct.
Interesting. And, how schizophrenic has this been for you? I know you kind of characterized all of this, but did you see, you know, 24 hours ago or so, did you have any sense that there was a chance here? It felt like it was a done deal, like, oh, man, the House of Delegates, that's a tie. We're going to figure out how legislation gets done, et cetera.
Absolutely. We thought it was a tie. Oh, man, we'll figure out how it's going to be done. Now, literally,
right.
They've got to figure out the next day or two, is it a coin toss? Do they draw straws, split a deck of cards?
Yeah,
draw names out of a hat.
That's,
I mean,
now
it's
how
literally going to come down to that.
How is that process done? Will a judge decide that, or is it the candidates who agree to a setup?
The lawyers will get together, I think, with State Board of Elections, but I think they'll probably decide that sooner rather than later. But literally, the control of the House and the control of that seat is going to be a coin toss.
That's incredible. Well, they need to, you know, the Republicans need to find the Hillary Clinton coin that wins 6 coin tosses in a row, and that could be good for you guys.
The double-headed coin?
Yeah.
now we don't know that for sure.
No, we want it to be fair.
Okay.
You want it to be fair, but this really does reinforce everybody show up, vote, because it matters. Because I saw a friend of mine yesterday. Oh, we voted. I voted for you, but my husband didn't, you know, forgot to vote. I was like, oh, you know.
Are there,
in races like mine, it was important. In races like this one, it's critical.
Are there lessons in all of this, though? I mean, it seems to be, and I know to you as well, that nobody thought that Republicans would even run the risk of losing the House of Delegates. It happened. What lessons have you derived from this that we're even at a point where one vote is tilting not only one race, but the entire control of the House of Delegates?
Well, let me compliment the Democrats. They focused. This was a national takedown. I mean, we had, to the Democrats' credit, they had volunteers coming from across the country. They had money coming from across the country. I've only been to San Francisco once, but there were people writing their checks to my opponents, from personal checks from San Francisco. the national Democratic blogs were focused individually on our races. In fact, Eric Cantor, former congressman, I had talked to him and his staff during the summer. He had been in California at a panel out there. He said they were not talking about Virginia. They were talking about individual races in Virginia at some liberal forums out there in California.
Right.
And they knew the demographics of our individual districts. They were focused, and they took a lot of good people down.
But Tim, that suggests
you've got to be prepared, because this was a nationalized race.
But that's suggestive that there's no problems in house, that this is all just external controls, and we need to be on the lookout for it, et cetera. Are there things that you can fix internally?
Well, I think we've all got to focus on our districts, continue to do that. I do think it was a national wave, and sometimes there's national waves that come, and sometimes you can't do anything about it. I just think we've got to continue to do what we're doing. Look, here's what I think would be a mistake, is to change what you do. I think continue to do the things. I'm not becoming a liberal overnight because of this. You keep doing what you think it's right. You take the center-right philosophy, taxes, making sure the roads work and the schools work for folks, and it'll be okay. I just think we shouldn't be scared. We should continue to do what we know is right. I think what the listeners of WML like, we need to continue to do.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friends, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much. Merry Christmas.
Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo, 823 on WML.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.